This goes to Dr. Murray, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Sandra Rouse, R-O-W-S-E, date of birth 7/15/1937. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Rouse with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, right nephrectomy, congestive heart failure, and proteinuria. Her last visit was January 17th of this year. She has not had a COVID-19 infection and was unwilling to take any of the COVID-19 vaccines. She does not go anywhere where she can contract it and wears a mask everywhere she might be out around other people. She's still comfortable with her decision not to take a vaccine. She is wearing support hose for chronic edema, and that her husband does help her put those on every day. He still has dementia, and she is trying to take care of him, but she can manage him in the home at this point. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain. She does have some palpitations at time. She has chronic dyspnea on exertion. Occasionally, this happens at rest. No orthopnea, no cough or sputum production. She's following her fluid restriction, 56 to 64 ounces every 24 hours. And she does follow a low-salt diet, no chest pain. And urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily. And she's not using any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, her weight is 204 pounds, and this is stable. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 60, pulse 53, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. The patient is visually impaired, although it's blurry, but she's able to use a walker and walk through the office and in the room without assistance. She appears in good health. There's no dyspnea at rest. Color is very good. Neck is supple. Mild JVD is noted as she leans back. Lungs are diminished without rails or wheezes. Heart is regular, although the heart sounds are very distant. Abdomen is obese, non-tender extremities. Edema is present, difficult to determine the extent due to the tight support hose that are knee-high support hose that she has on. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 6th of 2022. Her creatinine is 1.8, which is stable. Albumin 3.5, calcium is 8.7. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 4.2. Urinalysis negative for blood, 30 plus protein, hemoglobin 10.5, normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no current symptoms, no progression of disease, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. She is limiting her salt intake and following her fluid restriction. Status post right nephrectomy, and proteinuria. The patient will continue all of her routine medications. She will have lab studies done monthly, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.